Panui, the 18th of July 2023. Producer's note. This document shows a logo that conveys three essential messages. The crown crest is on the left of the logo. This is a symbol of the whole of crown response to the abuse in care inquiry. The words, listening, learning, changing, are to the right of the crest. Immediately underneath are the words ma fakarongoma ako kahuri tetai. This is a fakatokii proverb, meaning, listen and learn to create change. Then the words, crown response to the abuse in care inquiry. This organizational title has been chosen to clearly differentiate us from the abuse in care inquiry itself. This document was produced as a single audio file using synthetic speech, primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people, by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, on the 14th of August 2023. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. With synthetic speech, all care is taken to ensure good pronunciation, including words in Te Reo Māori, but some pronunciation limitations are still unavoidable. End of producer's note. Panui, the 18th of July 2023. Kia ora koutou. This Panui newsletter is about the first appointments to an independent board to guide the Survivor Experiences Service. The Minister for the Public Service Andrew Little has appointed two co-chairs, Eugene Ryder and Morapulu Francis Tungaloa. Di Grinnell and Jonathan Mosen have been appointed as the first two board members. The minister has asked government officials to consult with stakeholders to identify three additional board members who can provide insights and advice from the perspective of rangatahi, youth, rainbow, takatāpuhi and gender diverse, and other forms of disability. The appointment of the two co-chairs and the initial two board members will be for a two-year term commencing on the 3rd of July 2023. The term of appointment may be extended if the transition of the Survivor Experiences Service to the new redress system for survivors of abuse in care takes longer than 2 years. The independent board reports to the Minister for the Public Service and the Minister of Internal Affairs. Biographies. Co-chair Eugene Ryder. Eugene Ryder is a Māori survivor of childhood abuse in state care, various North Island boys' homes, and a former gang member. He has a social work degree and has provided advice to a range of government agencies for several years. He has also worked with the Royal Commission to support them to engage with gang communities. Co-chair Morapulu Francis Tungaloa. Morapulu Francis Tungaloa is a member of the Royal Commission's Survivor Advisory Group of Experts, SAGE, and has 20 years of experience seeking redress from the Catholic Church following abuse from a Catholic Marist brother. Her professional experience includes being the Chief Operations Officer and Chief of Staff in a global Christian non-profit, Campus Crusade for Christ. Board Member Di Grinnell MNZM. Di Grinnell, Ngāti Mutunga or Wharekauri, Ngāri Tahu, Ngāti Tora, has extensive governance experience and advises or holds positions on several government and community boards and advisory groups. Under her leadership, Amokura Family Violence Prevention was awarded the annual Human Rights Prize from the Leitner Center for International Law and Justice. She has been a member of policy advisory groups, including the Māori Task Force on Whānau Violence and the Māori Reference Group to the Ministry of Social Development. She authored Aroha in Action, a child abuse prevention resource, and worked for several years with rangatahi and men who were on post-prison release on the Te Wero program. Ms. Grinnell held several roles in government agencies, including as Deputy Chief Executive of Te Puni Kōkiri for 6 years, leading in the establishment of Whānau Ora Commissioning and the Māori Housing Network. Ms. Grinnell recently co-chaired Ngā Mātanga Māori to develop advice on a Kaupapa Māori values framework to underpin the welfare system. Board Member Jonathan Mosen, MNZM. Jonathan Mosen is a survivor and advocate for disabled people and issues. Mr. Mosen was born blind and hearing impaired. He attended Hormai School for the Blind and Mainstream Intermediate and High Schools. He is an experienced leader, manager, negotiator, and advocate for disabled people. He has held senior management positions, including chair of the Royal New Zealand Foundation for the Blind, now Blind Low Vision NZ, where he managed government relations, oversaw constitutional reform, and chaired its board during its transition to a new structure. Jonathan is currently the chief executive of Workbridge. About the service. The Survivor Experiences Service is hosted by Te Tari Tai Whenua Department of Internal Affairs and will be guided by the board to provide a safe, supportive, confidential place for survivors of abuse in care and their whānau to share their experiences. The Survivor Experiences Service is now available for people who were abused in state, faith-based, or other forms of care, as well as for a survivor's whānau. Survivors and whānau can contact the Survivor Experiences Service to organize a time and place for them to share their experiences. Call 0800 456 090. Email contact at survivorexperiences.govt.nz. Text 8328. Visit https://survivorexperiences.govt.nz/ for more information. If you have any questions about this Pānui, please email contact at abuseinquiryresponse.govt.nz. Ngā mihi nui, Crown Response Unit. Producer's note: this audio version of this document was produced on the 14th of August 2023 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 10500. Phone 09-320-4173. Email info@aicomps.co.nz. Website www.aicomps.co.nz. This audio production of this document is intended primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.